哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all。
在这个安息日的下午，我们继续从圣经当中来做彼此的学习。
And this Sabbath afternoon, we'd like to continue to study from the scriptures.
啊，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安能够伴随我们每个人的脚步。
May His grace and peace be with us every step.
啊，使我们能够借着道理上的长进，能够看清楚神为我们预备的道路。
So through our understanding of the truth, we can understand God's way for us.
能够活出一个蒙恩的生活。
We can live a life that is full of God's grace.
更能够行走在智慧的道路上。
And that we can walk upon the path of wisdom.
在这个下午，我们要用所罗门王的一段事迹来做彼此学习的内容。
So we would like to study from a passage from the life of King Solomon for our mutual encouragement.
所罗门是圣经当中非常特殊的一位。
Solomon was a very special and peculiar character.
他的人生如同一场传奇的故事一般。
His life is like a legendary story.
他的人生是我们今天许多人追求的目标。
And his lifestyle is the pursuit of many people today.
他拥有一个强大的家庭背景。
He came from a very strong family background.
他拥有无尽的可任他花费的财物。
He has unlimited resources that he can utilize.
他生活当中充满了各样的享受。
In his life, his life was full of all kinds of different enjoyment.
他拥有人所无法比拟的崇高智慧。
He possessed wisdom far beyond anyone.
所以当我们谈到所罗门，
So when we talked about the name Solomon,
看到他的人生，知道他的故事。
When we look at his life and read his stories,
总是觉得说这就是生命成功的典范。
We feel that this is the pinnacle of human accomplishment.
当所罗门刚刚继承他父亲的王位。
When Solomon succeeded his father as king.
因为他还年幼，所管辖的国度非常的广大。
Because he was still young and his kingdom was vast.
所以神在梦中向他显现。
So in a dream, God appeared to him.
神问他说，所罗门，你要求什么？
God asked him, what is it that you seek?
你要求财富吗？
Is it riches?
你要求长寿吗？
Is it longevity?
还是你要求在你的敌人面前，你是得胜的呢？
Or is it to be victorious before your enemies?
这些都是我们人所喜爱并且希望得着的。
These are the many things that as men we seek after.
但是所罗门只向神求了一件事。
But Solomon asked for only one thing.
所罗门向神说，我还年幼，你的百姓众多。
Solomon says that I'm young and your people are numerous.
所以求你赐给我智慧，能够管辖好你的百姓。
So Solomon asked God to give him wisdom to be able to rule over his people.
他的回答让神感到非常的喜悦。
His response greatly pleased God.
所以不只是赐给他前所未有的智慧。
So not only was he given unprecedented wisdom,
也包括他所没有求的这一些长寿财富也多多的加给他。
These other things like longevity and riches were also granted.
人生当中拥有智慧就拥有了未来。
In our life, if we have wisdom,Then we will have a future.
这个是犹太人的很强烈的一种观念啊。
This is a very strong perception among Jews.
我们如果看犹太人的历史，
If we look at the Jewish history,
我们发觉在做过去的这百年上千年当中，他们的历史就是一场悲哀。
In the past hundreds of years, their history is a tragedy.
在世界各国当中被抛来抛去。
Among all the nations, they were cast out.
今天所拥有的明天就被人夺走。
Today what they have was taken away tomorrow.
今天所得着的，明天就成为别人的。
What they have today belongs to others the next day.
所以呢，到最后犹太人留下了一个观念。
So among the Jews, they have this common perception.
是他们代代相传、父子相传的。
This is something that is passed down from generations.
就是我的财富你可以夺走。
He said, their perception is that you can take away my wealth.
我的钱产你可以侵占。
You can take away all my money.
我的牛羊你可以掳去。
You can take away all my cattle.
但是我脑中的智慧却没有人能够把它夺走。
But the wisdom that I have cannot be taken away.
所以犹太人是一个极其注重智慧的民族。
So the Jewish people, they greatly emphasize their wisdom and knowledge.
因为他们相信只要拥有智慧就绝对还有机会。
They feel that along with wisdom,they will have the opportunity.
犹太人当中有一个流传多年的故事。
There's a story passed down from the Jewish family.
他说有一天啊，有一群人坐船要到另外一个地方。
There was a group of people taking a boat, to a different location.
这个船上大部分都是非常富足的有钱人。
And on the ship, there are many wealthy people.
他们拥有财富，所以在船上吃喝享受。
Because of their wealth, they enjoy themselves on the ship.
但是在船上也有一个犹太的穷了，一个犹太的一个穷，一个普通人啊，犹太人啊。
But on the same ship, there was an ordinary Jewish man.
他没有人家的财富。
He was not wealthy.
他也没有办法像别人一样的享受。
So he could not enjoy himself like everybody else.
所以在这个船上，其他的这些有钱人常常拿他来做开玩笑的对象。
So many people on the ship, they use him as an object of a joke.
但是啊，在要接近目的地之前
，But before they approach their destination,
这艘船沉了
，The ship was about to sink.
虽然大家这船上大部分人都得到拯救
，Even though most of the people were rescued,
但是他们大部分所装载的各项的行李、钱囊以及他们的资财，全部都沉到海里
，But the majority of their luggages and all their riches, were sunken.
在那个年代也没有像现在有银行、有信用卡。
In those days, there's no bank and there's no credit card.
所以你的财富沉到水里就永远与你分开。
So all their riches and money, if it is sunken to the bottom of the ocean, it's gone.
虽然大家后来获救上了岸。
Even though their lives were saved,
但是这些原来的有钱人却损失了所有。
But these rich men, they lost a great deal.
最后只好靠着乞讨为生。
So they became beggars.
但是这个普通的贫穷的这个犹太人
，But this ordinary poor Jewish man,
却靠着他的知识，靠着他的智慧，找到了一个老师的工作。
By his wisdom and knowledge, he was able to find a job as a teacher.
不但这个城里的人供给他的生活
，And his life was sustained by the lives of the people in the city.
同时他也得到这些人的尊重。
He was also respected by the people.
这是一个犹太人都知道的故事。
This is a common story known by all Jews.
因为他们不断地在提醒每一代的人要记住智慧才是生命的根本。
Because this is a constant reminder for them that the wisdom is the basis for all things.
我们今天看看自己的人生。
Today, if we look at our lives,
你想要过的好日子。
If we wish to live a good life,
我也希望生命能够顺利。
We also hope that our life can be very successful.
但是我们看到有些人。
But if we look at the lives of some people,
他的生命的道路越走越窄。
The path of their life becomes more and more
narrow. 他的生活的路上越过越苦。
Their life seems to be more and more bitter and difficult.
有时候我们都怪身旁的人。
Sometimes we blame it on people around us.
都是别人的错，都是人家不好。
We say that it is their fault. It is because of them that I suffer.
我生活这么苦，因为我没有一个有钱的父母。
I live such a difficult life because my parents weren't wealthy.
我生意会失败，是因为我遇到一个不好的合伙人。
My business failed because my partner was not good.
我工作不稳定是因为现在的总统不好。
I lost my job. It is because of the fall of the U.S. president.
所以有时候啊，我们会把生命上的责任全部都归咎在身旁其他的原因。
So we try to blame our misfortunes on people around us.
千错万错总不是我的错。
No matter who's at fault, it is not my fault.
所以有些人啊，你看他的人生真的过得蛮可怜的。
So many people, their lives are quite pitiful.
你追根究底，生命可悲的关键到底是什么原因？
If we ponder and reason, what is the purpose of life?
常常就是因为生命中缺少了智慧。
The key to our life is that we are lacking in wisdom and knowledge.
因为缺少智慧，不会做人。
Because of a lack of wisdom, we cannot know what to do.
因为缺少了智慧，所以不会说话。
Because of a lack of wisdom, we do not know what to speak.
所以到最后，我们亲手拆毁了我们幸福的生活。
So as a result, we tear down our family life.
我们亲手破坏了我们将来可以得着的成功。
We destroy the opportunity to become successful.
所以箴言里面不断的在提醒我们。
So in the book of Proverbs, it continues to remind us.
告诉我们说，我们要寻找并且得到智慧。
We need to seek.And find wisdom.
因为当我们得着了智慧
For when we find wisdom,
就能成为有福气的
Then we shall be blessed.
当我们得着智慧
When we receive wisdom,
我们就能够得到长寿跟平安
We shall receive our longevity and peace.
当我们能够得着智慧
When we can receive peace,
我们就能够活出一个有价值有意义的生活
Then we can be able to live a valuable and meaningful life.
而这个智慧跟我们的学历是没有关系的。
And this wisdom, it is not related to our education.
有的读很多书不代表你拥有智慧。
Those who are highly educated may not necessarily be wise.
跟你的财富也没有直接的关联。
It's also not directly related to our material possessions.
你很有钱也不代表你智慧过人。
You may be wealthy, but it may not.It does not mean that you are wise.
所以我们今天要思考人生，要来得到智慧。
So we should ponder upon life and to seek after wisdom.
能够好好的经营自己的人生，经营自己的家庭。
So that we can manage our life and our family.
这是所罗门所求的。
This is what King Solomon sought after.
请问这也是你想要得着的吗？
Is this the same thing that we are seeking today?
我们来看《列王记上》的第三章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章。
1 Kings chapter 3.
第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
第十节，所罗门因为求这事，就蒙神喜悦。十一节。
Verse 11.
神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求福，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命。单求智慧可以听诵十二节
Verse 12.
我就应允你所求的是你聪明智慧甚至在你以前没有像你的在你以后也没有像你的十三节
Verse 13.
你所没有求的我也赐给你就是富足尊荣使你在世的日子列王中没有一个能比你的，所以在这里记载的所罗门向神求智慧的内容。
This is the content of King Solomon's request to God.
同时也是特别得到神所喜悦跟祝福的。
This was something pleasing to God, and he was blessed as a result.
所以从十六节以下就讲到了所罗门智慧的表现。
So from verse 16, this is the manifestation of Solomon's wisdom.
我们就从这一段里面来思考智慧，来学习榜样。
So from this passage, we'd like to study the essence of wisdom and learn from it.
希望我们每一个人都能够得到做人处事进对应退的智慧。
May we be able to receive this wisdom and be able to apply it to our daily lives.
在对的时候做对的事情，说对的话。
And to properly use our wisdom to say the right things at the right time.
使我们每个人的路都能够越走越宽广。
So that our path of life can be broadened.
我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
列王记上的第三章的第十六节。
First Kings 3 verse 16.
一日有两个妓女来站在王面前，十七节。
17.
一个说：“我主啊，我和这妇人同住一房。”他在我房中的时候，我生了一个男孩。十八节。
Verse 18.
我生孩子后第三日，这妇人也生了孩子。我们是同住的，除了我们两人之外，房中再没有别人。十九节。
Verse 19.
夜间，这妇人睡着的时候，压死了他的孩子。二十。
Verse 20.
他半夜起来，趁我睡着，从我旁边把我的孩子。抱去放在他怀里，将他的死孩子放在我怀里。二十一节。
Verse 21.
天要亮的时候，我起来要给我的孩子吃奶，不料孩子死了。及至天亮， 我细细查看，不是我所生的孩子。第二十二节
Verse 22.
那妇人说，不然，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。这妇人说，不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。他们在王面前如此的争论呢？啊，这是一个非常有名的故事。
This is a very famous and well-known story.
谈到所罗门判断的智慧。
This is the wisdom. This is the manifestation of Solomon's wisdom.
啊，这里讲到说有两个女人来到所罗门王的面前。
There were two harlots that came to Solomon with a question.
因为他们遇到的问题需要国王来替他们解决。
They had an issue that needed the king's judgment.
他说哇，两个妇人同处一室。
They live in the same room.
两个妇人都生孩子。
And they both gave birth to a child.
但是有一个孩子在半夜却死掉了。
But one of the child died.
所以呢，这个妇人说她换了，她把我的孩子拿走。
So one of the women says that the other woman switched the baby.
那个妇人说没有啊，那个死的是你的，我的本来就是活着的。
The other one said no. The dead one is yours. The living one is mine.
当然在我们今天的这个时代。
In our generation,
要解决这样的问题实在太简单了。
It's very easy to resolve this question.
只要验验 DNA 就知道他到底是谁的孩子，不是吗？
With DNA testing, it is easy to tell.
但是在那个年代也没有 DNA 的亲子鉴定模式。
In those days, it was impossible.
也没有家里也没有加装那个surveillance 那个什么什么家用监视器。
And there's no surveillance camera.
所以到最后就是你说你的话，我说我的话。
So it is your word versus mine.
到最后就是没有一个结论，没有人能够告诉你到底发生什么事。
So there is no conclusion. No one can decide the matter.
因为这里讲说房中再也没有其他的人啦。
Because it says here that there is no other people in the room.
我坚持说不是，你坚持说是，那到最后就是各说各话，不是吗？
So each insists that the living son is his.Is hers and the other one is hers.
原本在当时这个年代，在当时那个时代，这种是最后是没有办法做判断的，没有判决的。
In those generations, it is quite impossible to decide.
但是他们把问题带到所罗门王的面前。
So they brought this to the king.
然后所罗门王能够凭智慧给他们一个答案啊。
So Solomon, by his wisdom, was able to decide.
当然啦，辨别孩子在我们今天没有问题呀。
In today's time, with technology, we can do this.
但是有多少次在我们的生活、生命里面有这种进不了也退不后的这种遇到的这种情形呢？
But many times in our lives, we also encounter these situations where we feel that we're in between a rock and a hard place.
你没有办法讲。
We cannot say it.
你也没有办法证明。
We cannot prove it.
你没有办法判辨对错。
We cannot determine whether it's right or wrong.
你也不敢回答。
And we dare not answer.
因为有时候我们人生被放在你说是也不对，说不是也不对的状况。
There are situations where we cannot say yes or we cannot say no.
这个时候我们就真的需要上头来的智慧。
So in these moments, we need the wisdom from above.
在约翰福音的第八章里面告诉我们。
In the book of John, chapter 8, it tells us.
他说有人把这个行淫的妇人带到耶稣的面前啊。
There was an adulterous woman brought to Jesus.
然后直问耶稣说要不要把他打死，要不要把他打死啊？
And they asked Jesus, should we stone her?
如果把他打死，
if Jesus says yes, stone her.
那就违反了罗马的律法，要被抓去关起来。
It is against Roman law, then Jesus would be arrested.
要是说不用打死，
if Jesus says no.
那就违反了摩西律法。
It is a violation of the Mosaic law.
耶稣的先知的身份自然会被夺去。
And Jesus will no longer be in a position of a prophet.
那些跟随他的人自然就会离开。
And his followers will depart from him.
所以在这里耶稣面对一个非常恶毒的陷阱啊。
So Jesus fell into this trap.
你说是也不行，说不是也不对。
He cannot say yes or no.
而众人就在旁边等着要看你的笑话，等着要让你倒霉。
So the crowd was waiting for his answer and waiting to ridicule him.
有时候想想，如果你是耶稣，你要怎么办？
If we were Jesus at that time, how would we react?
有时候我们就情绪就上来了。
Sometimes we use our emotions.
哇，生气了。
We become angry.
你们还逼我。
Why is it that you push me?
杀掉，杀掉，杀掉。
You might kill them all.
有时候啊，我们做事就是啊，凭着一股情绪或者是一股血气啊。
Sometimes we act very emotional.
所以啊，因为环境嘈杂，因为众人质疑你，所以你就爆发了。
Because of the circumstances, because of the pressure from the crowd, we erupted.
好像那句话喊出来之后啊，松了一口气，心情好了，舒畅了。
Seems that when we shouted out this word, it will make us comfortable.
但是后来要面对的问题，还有解决不了的头痛，那个才是难过的。
But what followed later is the consequences of our actions.
我们的家庭生活。
In our family life,
我们的夫妻关系
between the spouses,
我们的亲子互动
between the parents and the children,
是不是常常就是因为这一股气这样一冲出来，你说的开心，后来再来后悔呢？
This is because of our angry words that cause these type of disharmony.
所以啊，这些人不断的去激动耶稣。
So these people they pressure for Jesus to answer.
因为他知道说你不管说什么，你都完蛋了。
Because they knew that he was at a loss no matter what.
就如同在这里所罗门所遇到的问题啊。
It's the same situation that Solomon was faced with.
是你还是你？
Is it this woman or that woman?
如果今天判错了
Today, if he made the wrong judgment,
如果今天把孩子给错了人
If the child was given to the wrong mother,
那要怎么办呢
Then what is the consequence?
如果只是凭着我是国王我的情绪啊，随便啦，给你啊。
If he says that I'm the king, I can decide. Let's give it to this person.
到最后可能就会丢很大的脸啦。
Perhaps he will be at a loss.
所以啊，我们今天也是一样。
For us today, it is the same.
生命当中有时候我们会被 corner 被挤到角落啊。
Sometimes I will be cornered.
外面的人，你身旁的人不断的质疑你，你说啊，你说啊。
We'll be pushed to the corner and forced to answer.
这个时候我们要更加的冷静，不要被情绪所控制。
In those moments, we must be calm and not be emotional.
你看众人在叫嚣，主耶稣却弯着腰在写字。
When the crowd was pushing him, but yet Jesus was on the ground.
看起来很软弱，看起来很可欺。
He seemed to be very weak and vulnerable.
但是当他一直起身来
，But when he stood up,
他说：“你们谁没有罪？你可以丢第一个石头啊。”
He said that he who is without sin can throw the first stone.
圣经里面讲说，从老到少，一个一个就出去了啊。
And the Bible says that from old to young, everyone left.
这个就是处理事情的智慧。
This is the wisdom of Jesus.
不被情绪所控制。
He was not controlled by his emotions.
更不被周遭的人所设计。
He was not pressured by his surroundings.
所以啊，这两个妇人把这个无解的难题拿到所罗门王的面前。
So Solomon was faced with this very difficult decision.
但是因为他有神所赐的智慧，所以他能够处理人所无法处理的问题。
But because he has the wisdom of God, he was able to resolve something that man cannot resolve.
你的生活有问题吗？
Do you have problems in your life?
你的家庭有冲突吗？
Are there conflict within your
family? 你的夫妻关系很恶劣吗？
Are there difficult situations between your spouses?
你的孩子不再理你了吗？
Is there issues that your children will not talk to?
当我们面前面对一个又一个解决不了的人际问题，
as we face these problems that we cannot resolve,
或许是时候要放下我们的自高跟骄傲。
Perhaps it is time for us to lay aside our pride and dignity.
要忘记那些所谓的技巧跟方法。
For us to lay aside these techniques and methods that we know.
而是要跪下来，回到赐人智慧的神的面前。
But instead, we should kneel down and seek wisdom from God.
因为在人有问题。
Because when there is problem with man,
在神永远都有解决的答案。
In God, we can find answers to these problems.
所以我们来看一看这两个妇人啊。
So if we look at these two women,
他说这两个妇人来到了所罗门的面前。
And they came to the king.
圣经在这里特别记载哦。
Here the Bible recorded.
说有一日，两个 妓女来到他的面前啊。
He says that on that particular day, these two harlots came.
那圣经特别把它讲得很清楚哦。
And the Bible says here.
圣经没有说两个女人来了。
He says that the Bible did not say that the two women came.
也没有讲说两个妈妈来了。
Or two mothers.
圣经里讲说两个妓女来到所罗门的面前。
But the Bible says here that these two women who were harlots.Came to the king.
我们不要忘记所罗门是大有尊荣的君王。
We know that King Solomon, he was an honorable king.
在他父亲的年代
，in time of his father,
大卫的军队攻克了、征服了那整块小亚细亚，那整块那个附近的平原啊。
The armies of King David conquered all the lands.
啊，所以圣经里面讲说，附近所有的。族裔啊，都要向大卫来朝贡啊。
In all the neighboring countries, they would bring gifts to the king.
而到了所罗门的时代
，When it came to the time of King Solomon,
不但承接他父亲强大的军力
，Not only did he succeed and continue his powerful army,
更用经济的模式来扩张他的势力范围。
He used his economic means to expand his territory.
所以所罗门是强大的。
So Solomon's kingdom was
strong. 所罗门是尊荣的。
And prosperous.
所罗门是高高在上的。
He was very honorable.
但是在这里却说两个妓女可以来到他的面前啊。
But yet two women who were harlots were able to come to him.
我觉得这就是我们当中可以思考的一件事啊。
So this is something that we can ponder.
说两个妓女但是所罗门也愿意花时间在他的身上。
How is it that Solomon was willing to spend time to decide the matters of these two harlots?
他们是人所瞧不起的。
These are people who were despised.
甚至没有资格来到尊荣的君王的面前。
They perhaps are not even qualified to come to the presence of the king.
但是对所罗门来说
，But for Solomon,
虽然这两个女人所做的不是什么道德的职业
，Even though their profession was not honorable,
虽然这两个女人可能是社会当中非常卑下的阶层
，Even though they were underprivileged in the lower part of society,
但是所罗门愿意听他们的争讼
，But yet Solomon was willing to judge.Over their matters.
这是我们在这当中所需要去思考学习的第一项智慧。
So this is the first wisdom that we can learn from.
有时候当我们把自己想得太高
Sometimes, well, if we view ourselves too highly.
或者是我们把别人看得太低
Or if we despise other people.
到最后啊，生命当中的无知就会降在我们的身上。
Sometimes we'll realize that these ignorance will fall upon us.
因为在神的眼中我们都是一样的。
In the eyes of God, we are all the same.
不管你是不管你是成功的富足人士
，whether we are successful and wealthy，
还是普通的老百姓
，or we are ordinary peasants，
我们的灵魂在神的面前是有一样的价值
，our souls hold equal value in eyes of God。
我们来看一下雅各书
，Let's turn the book of James。
我们看雅各书的第三章啊
，James chapter 3。
第二章
Chapter 2,
雅各书的第二章第五节
Chapter 2 verse 5
雅各书二章五节
Chapter 2 verse 5
我亲爱的弟兄们请听神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人叫他们在信上富足并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗在这里雅各长老告诉我们
Here the author tells us
说啊在神的眼中
In the eyes of God,
没有贫穷跟富足的差别。
There's no distinction between the poor and the rich.
差别在这个人爱不爱神啊。
What is important is whether or not this person loves God.
所以你看圣经当中有富足人。
So in the Bible we see the rich.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
一个比一个有钱。
Each one of them is more and more wealthy.
但是在神的眼中一个比一个有价值。
In the eyes of God, they hold great value.
所以啊，富足人一样可以在神面前大有尊荣。
So the rich can also be honorable in the kingdom of God.
只要他能够像亚伯拉罕一样成为神的朋友。
As long as they can be friends of God like Abraham.
能够将神的事放在生命的首位。
They can put God first in their life.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，所罗门并没有瞧不起这两个卑微的妇人。
So Solomon did not look down on these two harlots.
因为他所做的是执行带是 代替神来执行审判啊。
Because he knows that his duty is to judge on behalf of God.
我们来看一下《生命记》的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记的第一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章的第十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他说审判的时候不可看人的外貌，听讼不可分贵贱，不可惧怕人，因为审判是属于神的。啊，在这里啊，摩西特别提醒当时候的官长。
Here Moses reminded the kings and rulers.
他说，虽然赋予你们权柄，虽然赋予你们责任。
Even though you have the duty and responsibility to judge,
使你们能够判能够做判断，能够下结论
，so that you can make judgments and conclusions.
那但是啊，在这里在这里，摩西告诉他们啊
，but here Moses reminded them.
他说，在你们做判断之前，自己小心一点啊。
When you make the judgment, be careful.
他说，因为审判是属于神的
，because judgment is God.
我们如果看以西结书的第四十四章。
If we turn to Ezekiel chapter 44,
以西结书的四十四章
，Ezekiel 44,
第二十四节
，verse 24,
以西结书的四十四章的二十四节
，Ezekiel 44 verse 24,
这里说有赠送的事，他们应当站立审判，要按我的典章断判断。在我一切的节期必守我的律例典章，也必以我的安息日为圣日。那这里是神提醒当时候祭司的责任。
Here God reminded them of the duty of the as a judge.
那告诉祭priest 啊
priest
那告诉当时候的祭司说啊。
Here God said to the priests.
他说虽然神赋予你们审判的权柄
，even though they have the responsibility to judge.
啊，但是在这里说你们审判的时候。
But when you judge,
你要站着。
You must stand.
哎，为什么要站着呢
？Why so?
你看我们今天的法院啊，那个法官不是都高高在上，坐在最高的椅子上吗
？If we go to the courthouse, we see the judge sitting on high.
啊，他进来，大家还要全部起立哦。
When they come in, everyone needs to stand.
哦，他没有坐下，你还不可以坐下来。
Before the judge sits, you cannot sit.
为什么？因为他最大啊。
Because the judge rules.
啊，但是在这里，神却提醒我们每一位不是这样啊。
But here God reminds us.
他说，你在做审判的时候，你要站立审判。
We must stand as judges.
因为呀，当你站立的时候
，Because when we stand,
你才会认知到说，其实不是你在做判断啊。
We realize that it is not I the judge.
你只是一个传声筒，把神的讯息经过你传讲给百姓知道。
We're simply a messenger that that transmit the message of God.
哦，所以我们如果只是一个传声筒而已。
So if we're just a messenger,
那这样来听的人，他是贫是富是贵是贱，与我何干呢
？So it does not matter who is in the audience, whether they are rich or poor.
哦，所以摩西说你要按着公义做判断。
So Moses says that we must judge rightly.
啊，我们今天也是一样啊。
For us today, it is the same.
啊，不管是我们的家庭或在教会当中
，whether we're in our family or in church.
啊，常常我们都有机会需要去做一些判断，做一些决断啊。
Sometimes we need to make a judgment.
那在这里告诉我们说啊，你要站立审判。
And so it says here, we must stand and judge.
因为审判不是你的。
Because judgment is not our own.
他说判断乃在于神啊。
We must judge it according to my judgment.
哦，所以啊，在教会里面处理事情。
So in the church, when we deal with matters,
不要看对方是谁。
We should not look at who is the audience.
也不要看对方爸爸是谁。
We should not look at who is this person's father.
看对方家族是哪一个。
Or look at what their family background.
啊，说当你在判断对错是用这些做基准。
When we judge according to these criteria,
你就没有资格做神家中的好工人。
Then we cannot be considered a faithful worker of God.
所以在这里，我们看到所罗门的判断是对事，而不是看人。
So Solomon's judgment is based on the matter and not on the people.
那第二，我们看回来《列王记上》的第三章。
So if we turn back to 1 Kings chapter
3, 二十三节
，verse 23.
列王记上的第三章二十三节
Chapter 3 verse 23、
啊、他们在王面前这样讨论这样争论二十三王说这妇人说活孩子是我的死孩子是你的那妇人说不然死孩子是你的活孩子是我的二十四
Verse 24
就吩咐说拿刀来人就拿刀来二十五
25
王说把活孩子劈成两半一半给这妇人，一半给那 妇人呐、啊。我们在这里啊，看到所罗门的判断哦。
So here we see the wisdom of Solomon's judgment.
哇，你看到啊，听到啊，当场昏倒啊。
If you hear this, you might, if you were there, you may have fainted.
哇，说这个国王是脑筋有洞吗？脑壳有洞吗
？Perhaps there's something wrong with him.
哎，怎么会做出这种这么莫名其妙的一个判断呢
？How would he make such a wrongful judgment?
而且好严厉，而且好残忍。
So harsh, so cruel.
哇，那个你们两个讲，我不知道哪一个孩子是哪一个啦。
I don't know whose is whose.
啊，那这样子公平好了啦。
So to be fair,
反正哦，砍一半，一人拿一半走，不就公平了吗
？Let's cut in half, each would take half.
好严厉。
It's so so harsh.
而且有时候你会觉得很莫名其妙哦。
I realize this came out of nowhere.
哦，所以啊，如果你是当时候在那里观看的百姓
，So if you were in the audience,
哦，你因为他们那时候的审判都是公开哈、哦，就是旁边的人可以围观的，可以看到的。
In those days, there's an audience during the judgment.
如果你在当场
，If you were among the audience,
请问你会怎么做
？What would you say?
哇，昏倒啊，鞋子脱下来就丢过去了嘛，对不对
？You might have take off your shoes and throw it at the king.
什么番茄啦，烂菜叶啦，我的一面丢一面骂，说换个国王吧，换个国王吧。
People would toss anything they can at the king.
那但是呢，我们如果看后来的结果
，If you look at the what transpired,
你会发觉说，原来在这种无厘头哈，这种很莫名其妙的判断之后，隐藏的是所罗门极大的智慧啊。
We realize that hidden within this judgment is the wisdom of Solomon.
啊，但是如果我们忍不住啊。
But if we cannot hold it,
如果我们没有办法等候最后的结果出来
，if we cannot wait to see the result,
如果我们常常啊自以为聪明，觉得自己比神还聪明啊
，if we feel that we are wiser than God,
我们可能早就跳起来呀、啊，恣意谩骂，乱丢东西呀、啊。
Perhaps we would have stood up and throw things at him.
其实讲实话，我们常常在做这种事，不是吗
？And this is something that we do often.
人生遇到问题。
When we encounter problems,
跪下来寻找答案。
When we kneel down to pray for answers.
哎，但是发生的事情不是你所要的结果。
But yet the result is not what we expected.
开始抱怨神啊，你怎么这样子乱搞
？We begin to complain against God.
你到底会不会？你到底懂不懂啊
？We begin to question God's wisdom.
所以有时候我们常常啊，觉得说啊，自己比神更聪明啊。
Sometimes we feel that we are wiser than God.
我们常常跪下来祷告，是要神按照我们想要的帮我完成啊。
We want God to fulfill according to our wishes.
只有按照我所想要的完成才是最好的。
It is the best if that can be possible.
如果不是这样子发生啊，代表神你不够厉害啊。
If that is not the case, then God is not that powerful.
所以啊，对我们来说
，So for us today,
说很多时候神只是啊神灯精灵来完成我们的愿望而已啊。
God is just like the genie that fulfills our wishes.
一点点不合你的心愿，你就生气抱怨。
If it is not according to our wishes, then we become angry.
你会觉得说神你这样做不好。
We'll say that God is no good.
你要按照我的方法做才对。
You must do according to my way.
你就像以色列人一样啊。
Just like the Israelites.
以色列人神带他们出埃及进到旷野。
God led them out of Egypt into the wilderness.
使他们有盼望能够朝着应许之地前进。
So that they can walk towards the land of Canaan.
不用再面对随时的死亡。
They don't have to face death.
不用再面对奴隶的生活。
They don't have to continue the life of slavery.
不用再面对一个毫无尊严的生命。
They don't need to live a life without dignity.
但是呢，当他们离开以后呢
？But when they left Egypt,
他们对神抱怨满满，意见很多啊。
They complain, against Moses and God.
为什么要走这条路
？Why is it that we walk on this way?
为什么要出来
？Why is it that we left?
为什么？为什么？为什么？为什么
？There are so many whys, so many questions.
所以搞来搞去啊，都是觉得说，我们都每个人都比神更厉害啊。
So every one of them feel that they are wiser than God.
只要照我的，神你不要带路了，我带你走比较好啊。
They feel that they know the way.
所以到最后啊，神说那个世代的百姓，我心中厌烦呐。
And God said to them that these are the people that whom I did, do not like.
所以啊，要耐心一点啊。
So we need to be patient.
有时候啊，神的旨意我们只是看不清楚，为什么？我们太有限了。
Sometimes because of our limited capacity, we cannot understand God's wisdom.
一些让你觉得怎么会这样，怎么会这样的事情。
Sometimes we feel that why do things happen this way?
如果你不要急啊。
If we wait,
你说我默然等候神，
if we quietly wait upon God,
神就要让你看到你所想不到的恩典啊。
God will allow us to see the blessings that that is unexpected.
我们来看箴言的第十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 18.
箴言的第十八章。
Proverbs 18.
箴言十八章的第十三节
，Proverbs 18 verse 13。
十三节这里说：“未曾听完就先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱啊！”啊，在这里啊，圣经一特别的提醒我们
，Here the Bible reminds us，
说啊，当你还没有听完呐、啊、
，Before we finish，
急呀、啊、急呀、啊、急呀、啊，非常的急躁哦
，Because we are so in such a rush，
你不要讲，我知道。
You don't need to say it, I know.
你不用说，听我的就对了。
You can just listen to me.
这里说那是你的，这是那是你的愚昧，而且是你的羞辱啊。
The Bible says that it is a folly and a shame.
啊，我特别把这一节啊，特别把这一章啊，这一页把它折起来啊。
I put a
特别把它做个记录啊。
I would highlight this verse.
啊，因为啊，这一节是专门给我自己看的啦。
This is for my own reminder.
啊，因为哈、哦，讲话讲太快，有时候就。言多必失啊。
Sometimes, if we speak too fast, we might make a mistake.
我们作为传道者，有时候啊，话要讲的很多，有时候个人呢，个人讲话速度又非常的快。
And sometimes, as a minister, we need to speak and we speak fast.
那我们就要常常提醒自己啊。
So we need to often remind ourselves.
有时候信徒来跟我们谈事情。
Sometimes when the members come and talk to us.
他还没有讲完，我们不要打断人家。
Before they finish, we should not stop.
哎呀，你不用讲，你的这个我都知道。
We should not say that. I know what happened.
啊，我们这个我早就有经验了。
I have experienced this before.
在教会这么多年，为什么没看过呢
？In the church for so many years, I have seen it all.
有时候啊，你就急着要给他建议，给他方法，给他分享你的经验。
Sometimes we are in such a rush to offer our opinions.
那结果啊，噼里啪啦讲了一大堆啊。
So sometimes we say so much.
啊，结果人家跟你讲传道，不是在问这个。
And so sometimes they will say that this is not what happened.
所以有时候啊，我们都很自以为是啊。
Sometimes we feel that we are capable.
好爱讲，好爱教训别人。
We like to speak, we like to judge.
有时候啊，别人还没讲完，你就说啊，我都知道，我都知道，我告诉你就好了。
Sometimes before even they finish, we know what to say.
这里讲说，这就是你的愚昧跟羞耻啊。
The Bible says that this is our folly and shame.
有时候我们看到那个亲子关系啊，为什么非常紧绷啊
？Why is it that there is such
tension?
Tension and
这个上两代之间呢、啊，父母跟儿女啊，
yeah.
有时候关系非常不好啊。
Sometimes the relationship between parents and children.
有的父母来跟我说啊，传道，我们家小孩都不跟我说话。
Sometimes the parents come and say to me that my children will not speak to me.
啊，为什么不跟你说话
？Why is it?
因为当他以前要跟你说话的时候
，Because when they try to talk to you before,
你都给他 brush off 啊，你说啊，不要讲，别讲，这没什么重要的。
You just brush them off.
啊，这个没，哎，这是什么东西？这个不重要。他要告诉你他的学校啊，他做什么事，你都觉得不重要啊。
You feel that what they are about to say it is not important.
你觉得他讲的东西很幼稚。
You feel that what they say is quite immature.
你觉得他在乎的东西非常无聊。
You feel that the things that they are occupied with is nonsense.
你觉得说啊，我很忙啊，你没看到我在忙吗？
We would think that we are busy.
今天你打断他不让他说话。
Today, if you stop him and not allow him to speak,
明天他就背对你不跟你讲话。
Then tomorrow he will not speak to you.
就是这样。
So this is the fact.
但是有时候作为父母亲啊，我们都觉得自己什么都懂，什么都会啊。
Sometimes as parents, we feel that we know everything.
但是啊，你真的懂吗
？But do we truly know?
你如果不听，你永远都不懂啊。
If you do not listen, you will not know.
作为教会的工人，也要给自己一个提醒啊。
So as holy workers, we also need to remind ourselves.
千万不要忘记啊。
We should not forget.
全能、全智、全知的是神，不是我们啊。
The Almighty, the omnipotent and Omniscient, it is God, not I.
所以不要教会里遇到什么事都觉得自己最会最懂啊。
So、we should not think that we know the best.
其实啊，在神眼中，你可能你的决定非常的无知啊。
In the eyes of God, perhaps your decision is quite immature.
所以啊，耐心等候。
So we need to wait patiently.
说神有时候他的安排跟计划不是我们能够想象的。
Sometimes God's arrangement is not according to our will.
就像所罗门所做的决定。
Just like the decision of Solomon.
在那一刻，谁能够看到他的智慧呢
？In that moment, who could see his wisdom?
但是当事后回头再看
，But later on, as they look back,
哇，了不起！大有智慧啊
！They realized that he was highly wise.
所以生命当中你遇到一些事情，可能不是顺你的心意。
In life, there are things that may not be according to our intentions.
但是你不要，但是你又怎么知道它背后隐藏的不是神一个更宏伟、更美好的计划呢？
But yet, what is hidden behind what happened is God's arrangement and God's plan.
因为耐心等候神的，神必不叫他羞愧啊。
If we wait patiently, God will not allow us to be in shame.
最后我们再看回来《列王记上》的第三章
，First Kings chapter 3,
第二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
我们从二十五节开始看啊。
Let's read from verse 25.
王说：“将活孩子劈成两半，一半给那妇人，一半给这妇人。”二十六。
26.
活孩子的母亲为了自己的孩子心里极痛，就说：“求我主将活孩子给那妇人吧，万不可杀他。”那妇人说：“这孩子也不归我，也不归你，把他劈了吧。”
27,
王说将活孩子给这妇人万不可杀他，这妇人实在是他的母亲啊。这里啊，结果出现啊。
So here is the result of his judgment.
找到妈妈了。
Found the right mother.
但是在这一刻啊，我们如果把这两个妇人放在一起啊。
So if we place these two women side by side.
你会发觉说这两个妇人所做的都是违反人的天性的表现啊。
What they did was against human nature.
这个真的妈妈
the true mother,
居然要把自己的孩子送给别人
willing to give her own child to the other mother.
这个正常吗
Is this normal?
在正常人来看，这个妈妈所做的选择是不正常的
Her decision was not normal.
却不知道说，在这当中，这个不正常的选择当中，却是母亲对孩子最深刻的爱啊。
But this is a reflection of her love.
我宁愿牺牲，不要再见到你，我也不要你受任何的伤害。
She was willing to give her up to save her life.
这是母亲的挚爱。
This is the mother's love.
不是人所能，不是人所谓的常规 norm 不是我们所谓的 social norm， 不是人所认知的常态。
This is not the social norm that we are used to.
却是这个母亲愿意牺牲。而来换取孩子最大的幸福。
This is the love of the mother wanting to sacrifice for the sake of the child.
所以这个活孩子的妈妈告诉我们一件事情。
So the mother of this living child teaches us.
真爱不见得在于拥有。
True love does not mean that you possess.
真爱在于你肯为他牺牲。
True love is when you are willing to sacrifice.
但是我们如果回头来看另外这个妈妈。
If you look at the other mother.
你如果看她所讲的话，你会发觉这个妈妈很可怕啊。
We realize that this mother is very terrible.
人家另外这个，你自己知道你的孩子死掉了。
You know that your child died.
你也知道是你把他拿过来哦，晚上偷偷换孩子啊。
And she was the one that exchanged them.
所以你也看到对方这个真的这个孩子的妈妈啊，非常痛苦啊，痛哭流涕啊。
You see the other mother crying in tears.
但是啊，这个死孩子的妈妈却说什么？也不是我的，也不是你的，干脆把他劈了吧。
She says that the child is not yours or mine. Let's divide him.
我们如果从这一点来看啊
，So if we look at this mother's actions,
我们会觉得自己看到什么
？What do we see?
看到一个泯灭人性的杀人凶手，不是吗
？We see an image of a killer.
很可怕
，very terrible.
人家孩子都要给你了
，The other mother wanted to give you her child.
你说我也不想要啦。
But you say he is neither yours or not mine.
干脆劈一半，我没有，你也没有就好了。
Just divide him.
你会发觉说，这个妈妈怎么会变成这个样子
？Why is it that this mother is like this?
她原本就是一个残酷的人吗
Is she always so cruel?
她是一个这么心理有问题的一个人吗
？Is she does she have a mental problem?
她原本只是一个妈妈啊。
She was a mother.
也只是一个普通的妇人。
She was an ordinary woman.
只是她的孩子死了。
It is just that her child.
所以她整个人变了一个样子啊。
So her entire person changed.
甚至啊，愿意把一个活生生的孩子劈成两半，我没有，你也不要有。
She was willing to kill this child, so because it is neither yours nor mine.
是什么使一个平平凡凡、正正常常的一个女人变成如此疯狂而且不择手段？
What causes an ordinary woman to turn into such a monster?
很简单，嫉妒啊。
It is because of jealousy.
凭什么我的孩子要死掉
？Why is it that my child has to die?
为什么你的孩子没有死？
Why is it that your child survived?
为什么我压到的是我的孩子自己压的？
Why is it that I caused my own child to die?
为什么那天晚上不是你把你的孩子压死，我就可以站在这里看你？
Why is it that it did not happen to your child?
你看这两个妇人的他的相比他的妇人的对比条件几乎是一模一样哦。
So if we look at these two women's background, they are identical.
两个都是可怜人。
They are both very pitiful.
因为他们两个都是妓女。
Because they are both harlots.
两个经济条件都有限。
Financially, they are very limited.
所以两个必须要住在同一个房子里面。
So they must live in the same room.
啊，两个都没有什么盼望。
They both do not have hope.
因为他们没有先生，他们的盼望只在自己的孩子身上。
They do not have a husband. Their hope is in their child.
两个人都生了一个孩子。
They both have children.
但是唯一的差别在哪里？
The only distinction between the two.
凭什么死我的不死你的？
Why is it that my die and yours did not?
他不是去反省说，哎呀，我为什么睡觉这么不小心呢？他不是啊。
She did not go back and reflect upon how her sleeping pattern.
嫉妒如同火焰焚烧了他的灵魂啊
！But jealousy burned like a fire，
使得他的眼中已经再也看不到正常人的慈悲跟怜悯了。
No longer does she have that the compassion and mercy。
嫉妒毁灭了他的理智
，because of jealousy it ruined her conscience。
所以他可以冷漠而且残酷地说出：“把这孩子劈开吧。
”So she can say these cruel words。Divide the child.
在这里要提醒我们每一个人啊。
So this is a reminder for us.
嫉妒是骨中的朽烂啊。
Jealousy will cause the bones to rot.
如果我们常常生命当中喜欢比较来比较去啊。
If we often like to compare with other people.
因为你有什么，他有什么。
What you have, what they have.
如果生命当中只剩下比较。
If life is full of comparisons.
你所得着的就是不断的嫉妒。
What you receive is jealousy or
从嫉妒引发仇恨
，out of jealousy there is hatred，
到最后从仇恨引发毁灭
，from hatred there is destruction。
不但你想要毁灭别人，你也想要毁掉自己
，you destroy others and you destroy yourself。
所以啊，在箴言的十四章告诉我们啊
，so in Proverbs 17 it teaches us。
我们看箴言的第十四章
，let's turn to Proverbs 14。
箴言十四章的第三十节
，Proverbs 14 verse 30。
三十节
Verse 30.
心中安静是肉体的生命嫉妒是骨中的朽烂、啊、所以在这里、啊、我们从所罗门的这个案子当中、啊、要做一个给自己一个 很强烈的一个警告、啊、
So from Solomon's judgment it is a reminder and a warning to us
我们有没有用红眼看着别人呢
？Do we often envy other people？
为什么神赐福给你
？Why is it that God bless you？
为什么神让你得到这个
？Why is it that you have this？
为什么你有我没有
？Why is it that you have what I don't have？
如果到最后生命只剩下这样不断的比较，红着眼睛看着别人啊
？If our life is full of envy，
信仰到最后绝对见不到神
，then our faith will be in trouble。
所以我们要学会知足
，so let's learn to be content，
不要嫉妒。
And to not be envious.
我们要学会感恩
Learn to be thankful.
因为神所为我们安排的都是最好的
What God has prepared for us is the best.
不见得是最多
It may not be the most abundant.
但是是最适合的
But the most suitable.
不见得是最辉煌
It may not be the most glorious.
但是却是最平安的
But yet it is the most secure.
所以有些人的路走出来，像保罗，像彼得。
Some people their path in life is like Peter and Paul.
但是有些人呢，则是像巴拿巴，像提摩太。
But someone like Barnabas and Timothy.
虽然你知道，但是不太清楚他的事迹。
Even though you know him, but you do not know much.
但是在神的眼中，人有莫大的价值。
But in the eyes of God, they have great value.
生命用来嫉妒，真是一种浪费。
If our life is full of envy, it is a waste.
信仰只剩下比较，叫做一种悲哀。
If our faith is full of comparisons, it is a tragedy.
所以我们要学会。
So we must learn.
有多有少都是美。
No matter how much we have, it is wonderful.
只要有神在我们的身边。
As long as God is with us.
就是最好的。
It is the best.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
唱诗112首。